Arlington resident Stevie Solis is creating a world filled with magic, demonic spirits, dragons, and mermaids. At least that's the case in her new NaNoWriMo novel. But she's having a little trouble meeting her goal, 2,000 words a day.
No, my characters need to do this, and they're, you know, 100 miles in the other direction, doing everything but the thing I need them to do. And it's just like,
NaNoWriMo participants win when they reach a goal of 50,000 words before November 30th. But it's really not about winning. If writers hit the word count, they get an online badge and a few sponsor perks. Mostly, it's about being part of a community of writers. And with only a week and a half left, Solis and 10,000 other Texas writers are feeling the deadline pressure.
By now, I'm more like, oh God, why did I do this? This is killing my brain, but it's a lot of fun and it's well worth it.
She even bought toy typewriters for her girls so they can sit next to mommy and pretend to work too. And when there's writer's block...
My daughter's favorite thing is dragon helps. And she brings me her little toy dragon and we sit him up on top of my desk and he sits there and he helps me write my story.
My name is Edmund Tamaklo and I'm a self-published author.
His novel, Long Live Argalon, was published on Amazon after he started writing it during last November's NaNoWriMo. Now, he's working on a new novel called Rebel, about an orphaned boy born in Ghana but raised in Liberia, where a civil war tears him and his friends apart.
So the novel has two parts. The first part being the victim of war part, which is largely my story, and then a second part, which is largely fictionalized, which is about child soldiers.
Tamaklo, who works as a librarian at Tarrant County College, says he wants to finish this book because he doesn't want his past to become someone else's future. And,
you know, I've always wanted to put it out there just so people can know where I'm coming from and why I am who I am today.
Fill a hole that no one else can fill, says Mary Hollingsworth, author of more than 100 Christian books. As managing editor of Creative Enterprises Studio in Bedford, she also helps new writers with their online platforms.
How many Facebook friends do you have? How many connections do you have on Twitter and LinkedIn and Pinterest? How well connected are you, and as a result, how many books can you help the publisher sell?
Patty Chang Anker finished her first book, Some Nerve, Lessons Learned While Becoming Brave. One of her fears, writing.
The fear is where the excitement is. It's like the fear of the unknown is where creation happens. The next step could be a step off the precipice, but that's exactly